Hello, I'm Jason, and this is my story for the Paul Engel essay. I awoke to the most annoying and ear-piercing noise in the galaxy. My phone alarm set for 6:24 exactly. And then I proceeded to slap my nightstand with my eyes still closed, like Stevie Wonder looking for anything. Once found, I pressed the satisfying snooze button, or so I thought, until I woke up 20 minutes later to the eye-killing bright light in my room, which my dad had flipped on to get me up. Then I thought back to what my coach had said the week before, that to win, all we had to do was stick together, because there is strength in numbers. I proceeded to try to reason with him that I had meant to hit the snooze button, but he just kept telling me to hurry up. So as quick as I could, I jumped up, got in the shower. Once out of the shower, I started putting on my normal game day outfit, that of which I had laid out the night before. That consisted of the red Cedar Falls Fit to Hit Camp shirt. Also, I threw on my normal black Nike athletic shorts. And to top it off, on game days, I always wore my gray Tiger football sweatshirt with my number 58 on the left shoulder and my last name, Wieland, in all caps on the back. I then proceeded to walk sluggishly up the stairs to remember the wonderful smell of eggs and hash brown frying in the pan on the stove. I sat down to put my socks on at the table in our dining room when I heard my dad say, "Come get your food." As I stood up and peered over the bar to see what my dad had made me, I was met with the joyful sight of a breakfast burrito. By this time, I was running late, so I quickly put my burrito on a paper plate and grabbed my football equipment bag with my white visiting game jersey already on the pads, ready for the game, and out the door into my car and on my way to school. Once I arrived, I quickly walked to the locker room and tossed my equipment bag into my locker, but not before double checking that I had everything. After that, the day went like a normal game day. Me watching film on huddle in every class up until around 2 o'clock when we were let out early for the bus ride to Cedar Rapids. The bus ride there was quiet, like usual, except for the whispers and talks between players about being the first sophomore team to go undefeated in a season. After the bus ride, that seemed to take 10 hours, we arrived and changed and got ready to go. All of the lineman warm-ups and stretches were filled with the words, 8-0 feels a lot better than 7-1. The off-season goes a lot quicker at 8-0. Were constant quotes of my coach. As we arrived for our game, which started at 5 o'clock sharp, I looked around and took a big whiff of the air and smelled the smoke coming from the grill and felt the cool breeze blow across my face and through the face mask of my helmet. Right before game time, the captains walked out from both teams in perfect unison, ready to start the face-off. The coin flip, the call in the air. Then, suspense on both sidelines as the captains jogged back to their respective sides. When the yell of kickoff, "Team on me," from the head coach. Game time. Our kicker, who we all called Big Brayson, started off the game with a big ready. Then the rest of the players on the field repeated in unison, "Ready." The game started with a squib kick. The Prairie offense scoring on a 13-play drive. As I ran onto the field with the rest of the starting offense besides Logan Sock, our starting right tackle, who was called up to be a backup during the varsity game later that night, I thought of how our coach had told us the week before, team unison is the most important thing, and now we were playing without a big part of our offense. Throughout the game, the replacement tackle struggled, but we got by scoring just as many times as they did. When the horn sounded for the start of the fourth quarter, I looked around at the dark sky, lit with the only light of the beaming white light of the stadium lights. The fourth quarter was the most boring thing to happen the entire day for me, even more boring than sitting through Spanish class. Our defense played the best anyone has ever seen since week one, and their defense seemed to also catch second wind, stopping our offense by blitzing our replacement tackle, which seemed to happen every play. Stopping our offense from doing much besides going backwards and punting. When the ear-piercing horn sounded for the end of the regulation, I looked around up at the crowd and noticed how much it had filled up due to the varsity game starting soon. But that didn't matter. They were still cheering for us as we were all Tigers. Then I snapped back to reality when I heard, "Offense, huddle up," from the head coach. "Offense is up first. Let's go out there and score," said coach. As we broke down the huddle, time seemed to come to a standstill. One. I looked around and took a long, deep breath. Two. I saw everyone in the back stands up there on their feet cheering for us. Three. I thought of our starting right tackle and how different the game could have been if he would have played with us. "Tigers," we all yelled as we ran out into the field for overtime. In the huddle, the only talking was the calming voice of quarterback Landon, saying, "Right 29, toss and one. Right 29, toss and one. Ready, break." The toss did nothing, besides put us back 5 yards as they blitzed on our replacement right tackle again. Something that would never have happened if Logan was playing. The next play that our quarterback called was the left 30 trap. It went nowhere. In the huddle again, third and long, the call comes in. "Philly special on Ryan. Philly special on Ryan. Ready, break," says the quarterback once again. As we all swiftly jogged up to the line, the trick play begins. Once all of us are set, I hear Landon begin to make the fake audible. "Check red, check red." As I feel him creep over to behind our tackle, I hear Ryan at running back yell, "Go." And then snap with the ball. I fire the ball with all my effort into my guy, knocking my guy backwards, only to hear the dreadful words from all the defensive players. "Fumble." Then I too turned and ran for the ball, only to see the defense standing and cheering while holding up the ball. Then all hope went to anger and sadness in my head as we all moped off the field with the rest of the offense. I'll ask my friend Cole, who's on the sideline, what happened. I heard Coach Chestnut yell, "Hey, we're not out. Defense, huddle up." I was too confused and still in shock with what had happened. I missed the next 2 plays, only to look up just in time to see the Prairie running back break 3 tackles and burst into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. 26-20, final after overtime. As we all lined up, I looked down at the rough turf and up into the cool night sky and couldn't stop thinking about what the game could have been like if we would have had Sock at right tackle. And back to what our coaches said earlier that week of practice, to win this game, all we had to do was stick together and not abandon our teammates.